Well, hi guys, welcome to our pre-show for today, the 24th of November. It's Thanksgiving Day, and we're live. We're not live. We're on tape. We're recorded. We're digital. We're whatever the fuck we are. Here in Fort Lauderdale, we're right above the beach here in Fort Lauderdale, about six stories above the Fort Lauderdale beach. In fact, I got a great view of just the Fort Lauderdale beach and the Intercoastal Canal, which if you look at today's video cast, you'll see liberal shots of that here. We just got back from dinner with Ryan and Stassi. Ryan is Jackie's son. Stassi is Ryan's girlfriend. We had dinner tonight at our favorite Fort Lauderdale restaurant, Takato's, a Korean-Japanese cuisine place, right next door to the Conrad Hilton Hotel on Fort Lauderdale Beach. We love that place, and that's what we done did. Tomorrow we're going to be having Thanksgiving with Jackie's prospective in-laws, Ryan's girlfriend's family, and, you know, and then we will chill a little more before I see all of you back in California on Monday. But I realize I'm sort of talking as if I'm broadcasting the Rose Parade in these very clipped short sentences without going and I don't know why I'm doing that, but that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna look over the balcony here. You guys can't see me doing this because, and I hope I don't drop my computer. I better not do this. I was gonna look over the balcony holding onto my laptop computer. Very stupid thing to do. But last night, while I was attempting to go to sleep, I heard this couple next door. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you don't drive that? Oh yeah, you have to. Now, I don't give a shit what people think. I will forever be the curmudgeon when it comes to that. When I was 20, I was this way. When I was 30, I was this way. And in my years today, when some fuck is talking really loud in his room at 2 o'clock in the morning and it can be heard through the walls, I get pissed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't do anything except I felt like leaning over the railing and saying, "Be quiet," which I did not do. All right. I'm looking right down at the Pillars Hotel where Jackie and I celebrated the first birthday I was with her. We celebrated her second birthday that I was with her. This year I was not in Fort Lauderdale for Jackie's birthday because we were kind of recovering from the passing of Kirby. Same thing for my birthday. So this is the first time I've been back in Florida since May 15th when I left. But I am looking at a lot of very familiar sites here in good old Fort Lauderdale, which was in fact a fort. Among the people that were stationed at this fort in the 19th century was William Tecumseh Sherman. He was stationed at Fort Lauderdale and would witness people coming to the fort by way of boats that were coming in from the Atlantic Ocean. That's how they would land on the beach. And he witnessed in a storm the death of one of his prospective young officers coming in on this boat, attempting to land on the beach at Fort Lauderdale, but the waves swept them under and they died. And it was at that time, I guess, Colonel Sherman, maybe even Major Sherman, was standing on the beach with the wife of this officer who drowned. That's a true story. Look it up. I read William Tecumseh Sherman's memoirs, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
All right, Mr. Henry. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to go and do the rest of the show. I bid you all a very fondue. Love you. Stay tuned now for the world-famous Phil Henry Show.